Shlomo Weisbart, Sunday night.
If you can peel something like an apple. What's a shayla? Mishmur brings down from the Pirkei Avodim, from the Magen Avraham, that peeling an apple is osur. A person's not allowed to peel an apple on Shabbos. The shayla is that the Shabbosim brings at the bottom, he said, that the chayra, it's min echot, everyone eats the peel. So the chayra shouldn't be a problem to separate the peel of an apple. It's all called min echot. On that, the mice in the Magen Avraham is machmir, and we weren't sure why, so we said that Ramosha says a swara that, Ramosha says a swara that the reason why it's osa is because the fact that you don't want it. The fact you don't want it is a raya that's a psalus. So he asked me with Kasha, and Chara said to you last week, Ramosha says by chicken, skin of a chicken, in those times, Ramosha said that chicken skin is not a problem of taruvas because it's edible by people. So he asked the Chayyim, according to this Svara, should be a problem, you take it off. You don't want it. So I just saw yesterday, I was interested, they said, Tanya, chicken skin is much better since you could eat it by itself. An apple peel by itself, you take off, no one's going to eat it. A chicken skin that's taken off, I wouldn't eat it, but I imagine some people would, therefore it's better. You and me? It's an interesting Svara, very interesting Svara. Okay, then we spoke last week, we spoke about, very interesting also about if a fork falls into a dustbin, on Shabbos, Marshal, right? So we said, what happens? You want to take it out of the dustbin. But the problem is, you're taking out oichel from the dustbin, which is true, but you've got a problem. It's a mixture. It could be it's mixed. So we said, what we said last time was the best answer is to take the fork out and to use the fork for something else. That's what you're allowed to do. Yeah, now, I didn't speak to you about this. I had this question for a long time, and I don't know. This needs a bit of arichas about this. Is someone asked Shaila, what happens if someone finds shameless in a dustbin? He's walking past a dustbin, and he finds a piece of safer, some paper in the dustbin of shameless. So, is he allowed to take it out? Why should he take it out? So, quite right, take it out. My question is, though, is do you have to read from it? Yeah. Is the fact that you're saving Shemus from Bezoyan enough of a tzoruch that that's called using it? Or do you actually physically have to use it?
Why should it be now?
Because that is the cover. You're doing a cover for the sefer. You're going to cover. It's a cover in itself to take it out. Maybe that's what you're doing. That was amazing. I told you that was old Shiloh, which I spoke about. I haven't been busy with it for a long time. I told you this a few times about the person who gave the shear on Friday night. On Shabbos, and he was speaking about people eating in the streets. Not very accommodating. So he took out of his pocket a banana, and he started peeling. He peeled the banana in the shear, and he said, this is what people do. They peel the banana in the middle of the street, and they eat the banana. You put the banana down with a peel. He finished the shear, Moishi, and someone came up to him after, it was a very nice shear. He said, I'm not sure it was correct what you did. So the person said, what have I done wrong? He said, you peeled the banana, you haven't used the banana. Is that a problem?
Is
it still wrong? He had some use of it.
He did use it.
What?
He did use it.
But that's not a use. Is that called a use? That's the question. I don't know. It's an interesting question. We'll have to get to the neighbor and get around this a little bit when we get to Sol Chasuda. That was a good one. Lemaisa, I wanted to say something else. The other shayla was about in the dustbin is a shayla moving muksa. That was what we spoke about as well. That's also a problem there. So a fork falls in the dustbin. You want to take the fork out. So one shayla is a shayla of boira. So we said, then you get around, you take the fork out, and you use the fork. That's no problem of boira. But now what about the problem of muksa? You've got a problem of inside a dustbin. A lot of the stuff inside a dustbin is muksa. So how do you get your fork out? So we said an interesting thing that I said. The Taz says, let's say, for example, someone's got on this table shells, nut shells. It's not grush array, there's not so many on there, it's just something that was disturbing, it's not maybe a grush array. How can you move it? So Taz is a machadish, a chiddish. The Taz says a person can take, let's say for example, a knife, and he can move with his knife, he can move the things off. It's a chiddish. Other people are chiddish, they say that's the extension of your hand, it's like touching it. But the mice, the Taz is making, Mr. Brew goes with this Taz. So here, if you want to get the fork out, if you take, let's say, I don't know what, the dustpan, a brush. You take the brush of the dustpan and you move around in the dustbin to get to your fork. So you can pull it out. The chayra, that would be an eitzah. The other eighth that we said is to do it kirachayav. The person not to move muksa directly. Let's say, for example, this phone might be the case of Lissa. So I could, anyway, let's say I've got a phone on the table which disturbs me. I need the place. So on a phone, which is a case like this, I can pick it up and move it, really. Yeah? But something which is muksa machas gufay, let's say, for example, the what's on the table which is muksa machas gufay. What?
Crumbs?
Yeah, from
the previous meal.
What's wrong with that? Why? Can't you use it?
No, after me, what's a bench?
Oh, we had this one. We spoke about Pirurri. It's a bit chilly, right? Who says
it's a
bit chilly?
Is it wrong for the Mudassin? Is that right? Is
that possible?
Is that
possible? What was she?
Is a bottle actually a bottle?
A bottle? What was she?
What
was that? What?
Shampoo.
A shampoo
bottle.
Shampoo bottle. You can use shampoo on your own. You can wash your hands. It's not a muxa. Listen, someone's got a bottle of Tippex on the table. He's got a bottle of Tippex with a muxa in my house, good for him, and he wants to move it on Shabbos. So you can't pick it up, it's a muxa. But you can move it, tilt it with goofy. You can move it indirectly. You can take it off with your hand, indirectly. You can use your elbow, or you can knock it with your back of your hand. That's mutter. So who are then the dustbin if you have to move things around the dustbin? Karachia, that's mutter. Upkan. Today, also very interesting. So the Maaseh, we don't get this in England, as far as I know. I haven't seen it. But in Eretz Yisrael, apparently, you get challahs with a sticky label on it. You don't get any more?
You do get it.
Why should it stop?
Paper label?
Yeah.
Remember, the old days used to be
50 years. Well, here,
we're that strong. Here it used to be.
Here also?
Yes. Yeah, 50 years ago.
Really? Well, the advertising, what, the bakery or the heksha?
The heksha.
The heksha. Interesting idea. So, Shiley is now on Shabbos. Can you peel that label off? Sorry? You could do, but first of all, it's not always a practical. You might want to use a lechem mishnah. So if you take some challah off, you might be ruining it for your lechem mishnah. You're right. That's quite right.
Yeah,
what?
Can
a
gentleman do it? Oh, the shaila, a non-Jew do it. Okay, that's better. That's better. Yeah. So 1 minute. So shaila is there for? I'll tell you where else you have this on an apple. There used to be certain apples you used to be able to buy. I think you still buy them now. Actually, it's got on it a sticky label with the name. Let's say Pink Lady. She was there. I have to peel those off. Is that a problem? Of well, actually, we're talking about Boyer, actually. I know it was Teufel. There's no Teufel. There's no Teufel in Korea. But the mice, is there a shiner of Boyer?
Can we peel them off?
That's a shiner. That's what we're asking. Can we peel off? That's what I want to know. I have to peel off. Is there a problem of Boyer? Sticky label on the chalav.
But why do you call it a mixture? It's on top.
Is an orange peel a mixture? Huh? Is an orange peel a mixture? Is an eggshell a mixture? Is a chicken skin a mixture? The mice are all called mixtures. It's a chiddush, you're right. He's right, actually. The mice, the whole thing is a chiddush, really. The whole thing is a chiddush, they call it a mixture, really.
Yes.
The shaila is now, is there a problem to peel this off? What would you say, everybody say? So, lechaira, lechaira, it's not worse than an orange peel. You could have said. Therefore, just like by an orange peel, before I want to eat my orange, I can take it off. Who are din by my challah? Let's talk about challah for a time before we come to the apple. Before I eat my challah, if I want to eat my challah, before I eat it, I can take it off. Is it worse than an orange peel?
Orange
is covered in a peel. Oh. So there's no way to get access to it.
It's wrong, right? It's wrong with this book saying.
With the writing.
Moshe's worried about the writing. He's quite right, Moshe. But Moshe's worried about the writing. You have to be careful with the writing, not to tear. He's right. Whenever you tear, like when you open a packet, you have to be careful when you tear, not to tear the writing, Moshe. You're quite right. Yeah, very good show, Moshe. We forgot about that. It's an important point. We have to worry about the writing. Besides the writing, let's say there's no writing. Well, it must be right, but you could tear it off without tearing the writing. So is there a heter of tearing this off or not? So I must say it's a huge machlokes. I can't believe it. So, yeah, so some people want to say it's doimet to peeling. It's doimet to peeling. And therefore, just like peeling some of chasudis mutter, huadin, this is also mutter. And therefore, they tie that before the meal, before you want to eat your challah, there's no problem taking it off. Others tie that, I think Rafal says it's a nice, others tie that, it's not doimet, it's not doimet, it's a normal kiluf. Shai, a normal kiluf surrounds the whole item. So you can't get to the item before taking off. Here, it could be much worse. And also, it's not a normal thing. It's not par, it didn't grow like this. Maybe it's fremdezach, who said you got a head of kiluf? So they're not so happy with this thing. So what do they say? I say in Orchas Shabbos, he said, let's see, he's got an interesting thing where he says Orchas Shabbos. I don't even want to scroll. I don't even want. Let me just find the Orchas Shabbos where it is. Orchas Shabbos. Come on, find the Orchas Shabbos. Perak Gimel it was. I can't find it here. That's a rock. So he is machmir. Orchas Shabbos is machmir. Actually, he says, "Ein lahoses atvir shalkei ba'achala." Her b'nech Shabbos a klipper because it's considered a klipper. B'lochein yasir oisim chelim ba'achala. You should drink it with challah off as well, because you should not rely on this heter peeling. It's an interesting thing. He tells you should not rely on the heter peeling with a challah. He's obviously in the holding. It's not doing it to a kinnuf. It's not doing it to a normal peeling case. And therefore, the only way to get around this, we've already spoken this out, I think we've spoken about this out in the past. This is a big shiloh. Well, how does it help, Mr. Marshall? Let's take a classic example. The example is someone's got a fly in the soup, or a hair in the soup. So that's possible. To take the hair or the fly out of the soup is not allowed. But if a person puts a spoon underneath the fly, he takes the fly out with some soup, that the shiloh is why that's mutter. What happened was on the mice, at the end of the day, you're taking bad from good. You're taking the fly, which is bad, in a super way. How's that mutter?
You're taking good as well.
Oh, so the Mishnah Brua learns the heter is that the issur of boira is only take away bad from good. If you take bad and good from good, that's not a problem. So here, you're taking the bad, the fly, plus some of the good, which is soup.
Again, the good you don't want to eat, you take it out.
That's what you take, but you take it more than you would normally. It means you could eat it, really. You're right. He's talking about it's kind of time.
Apple peel also goes to motion, but
no.
You back to the same thing.
No, an apple peel, you take the apple peel off, you'll take the apple peel, you just take the bare minimum of apple peel off. That's true, and there's no shyness. Someone wants to peel an apple, and he takes a knife, and he peels the apple, he takes off the skin, together with an amount of flesh, quite sizable, abnormal than you would normally, there's no shyness, definitely out.
Even if he doesn't want to eat it?
Yeah, because that's posher. The apple is definitely min echot. In the apple, that's posher. In the apple itself, if I take a knife, I just take off the peel itself, that's a shyness. I said we're machmir for that. If I take a knife and I cut into the apple and I cut some of the flesh of the apple together with the peel, everyone holds that's mutter. That's dividing. That's not mutter. That's no problem. You're taking away good from good. The apple and the apple's good. So when you take away a fly together with some liquid, so the Mishnah Brura learns the heter is you take away oichel and psoiles together from oichel. That's mutter. But here it is actually. Chadnish is choylek. Chadnish holds that's not pshat. It's not pshat. The reason why it's mutter called Chadnish is because he ties into Svara. Chadnish ties, if you've got a bowl of soup, I've got a board here, if you've got a bowl of soup with a fly inside the liquid, only that area is mixed. The rest of the soup is not called mixed. It's only mixed with that immediate area. So if you take away the whole thing as mutter, what comes out of nafkamina? Nafkamina would be if you've got 20 flies in that soup. Let's say the fly is full in that soup. According to Mishnah Brura, as long as you take some soup out together with the flies, no problem. You're taking out oichel and psoiles. According to Chaznish, it doesn't help anymore because azich be masakin the whole mixture there. When you take out fly with a bit of soup, that's only that bit's mixed. But if you've got flies, loads of flies in the soup, then the whole thing is a mixture. It's a problem. So it's a problem.
It's absurd. If you've got 20 flies in your soup, the whole soup, plate of soup is absurd.
First of all, a lot of people take out all the flies and eat the rest of the soup. You wouldn't do it?
If it's got the off fly, maybe.
Yeah, you say it's a chelik. How many flies are?
Even that bit of soup which you take out with a fly.
What?
Even that bit of soup which you take off the spoon with a fly, nobody will eat that soup.
It depends how much you take out, first of all. All right, if you take out a teaspoon, I don't know.
Spoonful,
it's not. Is it mixed with the rest of it? Why is that different to the rest of the soup? Tell me.
Well, the fly's been next to it. I don't know.
The fly's been in the soup. No, I'm not sure. Anyway, so if I said that's possible, someone takes off the challah, the peel of the challah, together with the challah, that's poshim mutter. So, but he looks like Orchas Shabbos here is not makel stamazoi just to take the peel off. He doesn't allow you, doesn't say it's doing with the kid. He says something over here. He says, he brings his makel because Chaznish is not so happy about taking off. Okay. You have to know about taking off. The Maaser not poskim on Mekel to take off some kasuda. When you cut, I just don't understand. Any next halacha in Aruch Shabbos that is, what about taking a stick off an apple? It's a stick of which is on an apple. The actual asira, because you can take off easily. Nearer to me that didn't much of asira. Here's no problem taking off. Even not near eating. I mean, it's not called a mixture. So he's an interesting svara. Kibben she'enim or revis are peri klal. It's not called mixed with a peri. Rak munachas olam. It's lying on it. Now, it's always very hard. I mean, that's posh. Someone's got, you know, you've got these kiddushim, and you've got cake sitting in what you call these cases, I don't know what they're called. Fairy cases. So if someone puts a cake sitting in a fairy case, no one will tell you, if you take a piece of cake out, put it down, you've done boira. That's not called mixed. Posh, not called mixed. See, he ties the sticker on an apple for some reason. It's like that. It's not called mixed.
There is a sticker on a challah. Why is that?
Obviously, I don't know why. He says it's obviously harder to take off. He says over here, look, I'll read that as Loshen. Eshen osir bekalus, since you can take off easily, which I'm not sure what it means actually. I don't. It's not always so easy to take off these stickers. But he says Eshen osir bekalus, near to me, I didn't much. He ties it different to a challah one. A challah one is much more stuck on. They are taking hard to take off some of these challah labels. That time is problematic. Masha ain't Kane, this one over here, to taking off a sticker from an apple, which currently is not called Mu'uruv, and he times Me'ikah Hadin, it's Mutter. He says, if you're Choshesh, that it is like Chala, you should take off together with the Peri. Interesting. Now, this goes to the whole thing now, Moshe. I want to ask you a question. Let's say you've got a sweet stuck in a wrapper. Is that wrapper called mixed with the sweet? So, before you eat it, there's no problem, yeah? The question is, can you take a sweet wrapper off before you eat it? Tell me before you want to eat it. Well, who are they? Moshe, you've got these, the salami. It's got, it comes in a very tight seal. Is that seal a problem to take off before you eat it? That means before you eat it itself, it's posh, it's mutter. That's like a clip, it's like a peel. So that's okay. The shaila is it called a tarugus, a mixture, and therefore you can only do the stomach kasuda? So I'm saying here, the Urcha Shabbos is very machmir. I don't know. By a challah, he says you should take off, what do you call it? You should take off the challah together with the sticker. Be a challah with the sticker. With an apple, he always meika hadin, it's not called a tarugus, it's like lying on it. That's okay. But it opens up a whole thing over here, and he actually, by a sweet, he's actually makel. Niashal gab a sukra mutadas hero. He holds his mutter take off.
To hold it together.
He holds it called nativa. Falk
like
holds.
A roll of salami with the same kind of
could be the same thing. I don't know how it works. Does this mean what salami? Together. Yeah. It's shalogun salami. What's shalogun? I don't know what it is. I think it's salami. Shalogun.
I don't know.
Shalogun is an ice lolly.
An ice lolly. So he ties all those things are called wrappers, and therefore that's mutter. A falk is machna by a sweet wrap, actually. As far as I remember, he ties a sweet wrapper, which is stuck on. Not one that's loose, it's not stuck on, there's no problem. But one that's stuck on is lechore, he ties the problem of boys. You could do it so chasuda, but you shouldn't do it a long time before you want to eat it. And finally, the other thing is also very interesting about the mosh, let's say grapes. Grapes stuck onto a stem. Is there a problem to pull them off the stem a long time before you eat it? So before you eat it, it's posh. Even if it is mixed, I say, no problem taking off. What about beforehand? So he says over here that the chayre, it could be a problem, Rosh Hashanah says, that I should do so chasud only. You only put it off, so chasud. You should not take it off a long time before. So it's very interesting. I say, it's a big question. Not least the question of whether they're called a mixture or not a mixture. That's always the criteria over here. Is it called a mixture or not? So generally speaking, normally, if it's always before the meal time, it's allowed. Unless you're machmer that, like we said before, that maybe it's not a natural peel, and maybe it's different. So then you have to take it off with a bit of the food item itself. All right, wait a second.